We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to venerable Torrey Hunter Field at Jordan Stadium in Pine Bluff. I'm Sonny Elliott. I'll be joined by Tobias Pugsley tonight. We'll be bringing you the Mountain Home Bombers opening round game in the Class 6A state playoffs against the Pine Bluff Zebras. We'll be back to talk about Bomber football right after this.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, nearly 2,500 employees across Arkansas are working day and night to deliver the one thing that you always expect to be there. Power. The responsibility to reliably and safely deliver electricity to the natural state is the commitment of the people that make up our statewide network of 17 local distribution cooperatives. You can expect the electricity to be there when you need it. You can count on us. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to Jordan Stadium, where the Mountain Home Bombers are getting ready to take on the Pine Bluff Zebras in the opening round of the Class 6A state playoffs. Sonny Elliott here, filling in for Brad Haworth. Brad is sick and recovering, though, and we wish him the best if he's tuned in tonight, Tobias. We're hoping he gets well soon.
We're filling some big shoes tonight, Sonny.
We are.
We definitely wish Brad well, and I hope he gets to feeling better.
First playoff game in several years for the Bombers, and Brad doesn't miss very many games. So, you know, if he's missing a game, he's not feeling very good.
That's right.
Hey, this is a matchup between your 5-5 Mountain Home Bombers and the 4-3 Pine Bluff Zebras. And Pine Bluff had three games canceled this year due to COVID, two conference games and one non-conference game. But they come into the game hot, winners of three straight. They have knocked off Searcy 32-21. They edged West Memphis 27-26. And in their last regular season game, knocked off Sheridan 19-9. Talking to Coach Steve Airey, Tobias, he talked about you just don't ever want to know what you're quite going to get out of the Zebras. They are a very multiple team.
Sounds like they're very unpredictable, Sonny, and so we're not really sure what we're going to see tonight. We expect to see a lot of different options, a lot of different things we don't really know. And so it's going to be interesting to see what they come out with. And as Coach Airey said, he's not real sure either, so we'll see what happens.
Talking with Coach Stinson this week, he's talked about the Zebras. Boy, they like to be balanced. They're going to come out, they're going to try and run, they're going to try and throw. But, you know, talked to some folks that have told me that they have done different things in different games. Interesting, a very close game, a one-point loss to Jonesboro. They threw the ball a lot. And then they'll come out against Sheridan or a team like that and run. So I asked him about how do you get your defense ready. He said that's the kind of thing that gives you a headache, Tobias.
I understand. You know, the one thing you hear about this team, no matter who you ask, is the speed. And I think that's what's going to come down to tonight is can the Bombers stop the speed of the Zebras? And if that's the case, I think we can find success tonight.
I also think big defensive line for
You know, Sonny, these are some dudes. I mean, some dudes. I mean, we're talking 360, 370. These are some what we call used to call big loads, and they're hard to move, extremely hard to move on the defensive line. So we'll have our hands full up front. You know me, I always watch the game very, very close in the trenches. That's my favorite part of the game. And so we'll be watching those matchups really close tonight to see who has the edge because, again, I think that could be also another determining of who's going to have success tonight.
The Zebras, led by a sophomore quarterback, number 4, William Howell. He'll be the trigger man tonight in the backfield. Got some talented running backs. One of them is Xavion Barnett. He'll be a big threat tonight. They also have a big fullback back there, David Carroll. He could do a lot of damage. The Bombers last week, they struggled a bit defending the run against Parkview, and Parkview had... You know, they didn't quite have as big a lineman, but Coach Airey said very strong young men and somewhere that because of the offseason that the Bombers did not get to have, behind a little bit on that. So how do you make up for some of those deficiencies when you got kind of out-strength there?
You know, you made a good point. It comes down to strength, and that's one thing, unfortunately, you can't go back and spend more time in the weight room right now. So whenever you find yourself in a matchup when the team is stronger, you've got to be in the right place at the right time. So they're going to really have to rely heavy on the defensive coordinator tonight and to put them in the right place. And the defensive line coach to put them in the right place to be able to make plays. I think last week, you know, we saw them. They just quite frankly got beat a couple times. And, you know, I think we've really got to focus on stopping the big play. And really just making tackles. I mean, back to the fundamentals, you know, Coach Airey said when these guys, you know, if they get off the bus, they'll be ready and ready to play. They've got a shot, and I think that's what's going to come down to. And what he means there is can they get off the bus and go back to the basics? Can they tackle? Can they complete passes? Can we get yards on the run? Can our defense keep people in front of them? Can we keep from giving up the deep ball? If we can do all those things and everything aligns up, I mean, we're going to be in a great shape tonight. I mean, if you read the message boards and you look online, everybody's giving Mountain Home a shot. We saw a lot of people pulling for Mountain Home. Even saw, look like Hootens, I believe, is picking Mountain Home on the road, Sonny. That's a pretty big deal.
That does mean a lot. But, you know, we're sitting here. We're 12 minutes to kick off a very sparse Pine Bluff crowd here tonight. If I'm not mistaken, this is only their second or third home game of the season, so we hear.
It was. So those COVID cancellation games were home games for Pine Bluff. So this makes only their second home game of the season. And you're right, I really thought we'd see a packed house tonight.
That's a great Mountain Home contingent.
Oh, my goodness. It is loaded over here. I mean, I think Mountain Home fans might have to go start taking over some of the Pine Bluff area over there because, man, we got tons of fans here tonight, and that's exciting. That's going to fire these boys up.
Well, Tobias, as a veteran of many a football game at Yellville Summit and Evangel College, Evangel University now, it's playoff football. How do you get yourself in the right mindset to come out for a playoff game? Do you try and treat it just like a regular week? Or, you know, do you take advantage of that kind of special nature of a matchup like this?
You know, you try to treat it like every week, but the reality of it, Sonny, is it's not. The playoff games are the games that are going to stay with you the rest of your life. Everybody out there listening right now, if you played football, I guarantee you, you can go back and recall memories of your last game or an instance in the playoffs, and that's what sticks with you. And so they're going to try to treat it like every other game, but the reality is it's not. And it's winner goes home tonight, and loser goes home tonight. And that's what it's going to come down to. And, I mean, that's what you're going to see, and that's what makes playoff football so exciting, is they're going to pull every trick out of the hat tonight. You're going to see teams put everything on the line across the state, and I love Arkansas playoff football because anything can happen.
I can still tell you what happened in my final high school football game. It was a playoff game at Alma, a loss in overtime. We scored a touchdown to would have taken the lead at the time. Called back, holding penalty. One of my teammates, a young sophomore that was playing that year, got caught holding and took it off the board. And I also tell you about hosting some great playoff games back at Mountain Home my sophomore season whenever the Bombers went to the semifinals. Fantastic things. You're right. You'll never forget what you did in the playoffs.
You'll never forget. It'll stay with them. And so that's why I hope they come out fired up tonight. And like Coach Sherry said, ready to get off the bus because everything comes down tonight.
It is winner take all, win or go home. The winner will move on to face Greenwood is the way the playoffs are set up now, but we've had so many teams that are dropping out. Benton, the number 3 seed from the 6A West, they had to call it in this week. They had to forfeit their game. The rumor is the entire offensive line taken out by COVID and having, oh, gosh, 30-ish players quarantined. So you never know. In this situation, you could win. It could be your last game. So.
Yeah, you hate to see that, especially when a team has worked that hard to be prepared and to get ready for that game, and you hate to see that. But Mountain Home has to remember, they could very well, you never know, next week their opponent could be home from COVID too. You just don't know how this thing's going to play out. But what I like is it does not seem to matter to Mountain Home. It does not seem to matter to Steve Airey. These kids seem to be 100% focused on the task at hand, on beating Pine Bluff and taking care of business tonight.
All right, Tobias, about 9.5 minutes until kickoff. We're going to send it back to the studio. Matt Sharp is going to tell you about some great matchups and playoff football across the state. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away and then opened with smiles and giggles. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter, and those can be the most precious gifts of all. I'm Whitney Meese, advisory board member of the Mountain Home Salvation Army. This year, with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty by making a donation. Enlist in Love's Army at SalvationArmyUSA.org. or by texting kettles to 91999.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. Arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And good evening from the studio for the first time tonight here, the first time this postseason, as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Pine Bluff in the first round of the Class 6A State Play. Let's take a look what else is going on in 6A tonight. Now, the winner of this game will face the winner of the game going on in Greenwood tonight. The Bulldogs are playing host to West Memphis this evening. Jonesboro is at home tonight against Van Buren, and the winner will actually move on not only tonight, but also from the next round, because I'm looking at that incorrectly. The winner will get Marion next week, who has a first round bye after Benton forfeited this week, as Sonny said in the last segment. Sylvan Hills is hosting Russellville tonight. Little Searcy has made the trip to Little Rock to face Parkview. Sheridan is at Lake Hamilton tonight, and Asylum Springs has made the long, long trek to El Dorado this evening. In the class, let's go to the Class 3A state playoffs, because there is one area team playing in the play-in round tonight, and that is Mountain View. The Yellow Jackets are on the road playing at Hackett this evening, and the winner will get Boonville next week, who has the bye into the first round. It was kind of weird how the playoffs are being done this year due to the pandemic. You know, Class 6A, Class 7A, and Class 2A. This week is called the first round, but you could look at Class 5A, 4A, and 3A. The first round is actually next week, technically. This round here is what they're calling the play-in round. So, anyways, Mountain View is at Hackett this evening, and the winner goes to Boonville next week. Salem and Melbourne will both get to wait a week. The Greyhounds will be on the road next week when they travel to Paris. And Melbourne will have home field advantage for their first game next week as they play host to Cedarville. Let's move up real quick to the Class 5A state playoffs, because we have an area team there as well. Harrison, they are going to be playing. They won't have to play this week. They will get to wait till the first round. They'll be playing the winner next week of tonight's play-in game between BB and Camden Fairview this evening. Also tonight in Class 5A, Batesville is at Jacksonville. Hot Springs is hosting Whitehall. Valonia is at Watson Chapel. Green County Tech has made the trip to Clarksville. Valley View is at Farmington. Magnolia plays at Pea Ridge. And Brooklyn plays host to Greenbrier. In the Class 7A state playoffs, Bryant playing host to Heritage, who made the trip from Rogers. Harbor is hosting Fort Smith Northside tonight up in Springdale. Fayetteville entertains Little Rock Central. Springdale's made the trip to Conway. Bentonville has a first round bye. They'll play next week against the winner of tonight's game between Rogers and Cabot. Fort Smith Southside will be at North Little Rock. And Little Rock Catholic gets by into the next round by forfeit. Bentonville West ended up forfeiting their game against the Rockets this week. And let's take a look real quick in Class 2A in the first round. Desark has the first round bye. They will be playing next week against the winner of tonight's game between Bearden and Mount Ida. Also tonight, England is at Bigelow. Cross County hosts Hampton. Mountain Burg is at Dirks. Also, Cedar Ridge is at Powen. McCrory hosts Magnet Cove. Mark Tree has made the long trip to Junction City. Gurdon has a first round bye. They will play the winner next week of tonight's game between Mineral Springs and Carlisle. East Poinsett County ended up moving on to the next round after Johnson County Westside forfeited. So the Warriors will get the winner of tonight's game between Murfreesboro and Quitman. Fordyce will move on by forfeit as well. Earl ended up calling the trip off. So the Red Bugs will wait on tonight's winner between Parker's Chapel and Clarendon. Hazen will be at Magazine, and Hector will play at Foreman. I do want to mention there is one area team playing in Missouri as well tonight. Tonight is the district championship round up in the postseason, and West Plains will have home field advantage as they play host to Carl Junction. And again, that will be for the district championship to see who will move on to the state. The Class 4 state quarterfinals. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and also the area. We will get you back to Sonny and Tobias in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the Bombers Pregame Show, brought to you by James Boyett State Farm Agency. Now, it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football. Presented by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashirs of Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Arvest Bank, The Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Mike Stockton of FSIS Raymond James, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyett State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Brad Haworth and Sonny Elliott have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.